You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
What's up, everybody? In this podcast, we talk a little music, the entrepreneurial spirit, and of course, stocks. Last week was a wild ride for many different reasons. So we're going to strap in, talk about a couple of them. Maybe while you were enjoying a socially distant Thanksgiving, your grandparents just kept going on about how their Bitcoin kept going higher and higher. That's right, it did, until it didn't. But anyway, we got a lot to talk about, so I'm going to stop wasting your time. None of this is financial advice or investment ideas. Welcome to Punk Stock.
And you were saying, what about like Target and Walmart and all those? Are they
Target's
up or are they down?
Crushing. Target's crushing is at 176, I think an all-time high right now. Target's at 176. When we were in it a couple weeks ago, it was 153.
Yep.
And that's a huge, huge move in a couple weeks for a company like that. Walmart's down a little bit on the day, but I mean, still 150, which is near the highs. It's up there. They're both up there. That's great. Even like, I'm going to just throw a shout out to our good old friends over at the Down Home Country Cooking Cracker Barrel at 140.67 right now. Seriously. That's up $1.50 on the day for what? I have no idea. But
yes.
Incredible. Incredible. How a stock like that doesn't just stay the same all the time blows my mind.
I think it's because of us.
Probably. We're Cracker Barrel's biggest pumpers right now. That's amazing.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
In the whole country, we are leading that charge.
It's crazy.
I feel good about that.
Yeah, I feel good about that too.
I feel like as this conversation goes on, I'm getting FOMO.
No doubt.
Maybe it's because, are the markets closed Thursday and Friday?
Friday's a half day, Thursday's closed. I don't know what the half day means actually.
It's like that holiday week at school, you know, like everybody's in a good mood. Trading, everyone's making money. Next week, it's going to be the hottest week.
Yeah.
So I feel like as of recent, there's been a lot of opportunity out there. Now, whether you were able to catch it or not, that's a different story. I've been paying attention to Walmart and Target for months now. There's been a lot of little waves, but nothing like the most recent wave that just happened. These are stocks that I've watched very closely and traded several times. So to see it play out like I thought it would, and even though I have no position currently, it feels good just to watch it move how I thought it would. I'm very interested to see what happens to Walmart, but I think Target has a little bit more room to go here. So for anyone out there looking to get into trading or swing trading, day trading, it might be a good idea to pick a stock with a little bit of momentum like Target, a little bit of upside because we're in the holiday season now, and just watch it. Learn how it moves. Try and get a feel of how it reacts to earnings, news, or anything else that might influence which direction it goes. Once you feel confident about understanding how it actually lives, then maybe get in. And my point here is, while most stocks look the same from far away, they each have their own personality and how they actually move. So study one, see how it acts, and see what you can do.
Maybe I'll buy some gold today.
There you go. Buy the gold when it's low. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's what they say.
That is what they say. Buy low, sell lower. That's called taking an L. I'm just going to do a quick little plug here for Yahoo Finance. I don't know if you guys subscribe to the premium Yahoo Finance. It's not free, but it's very cool because they give you some really interesting buying tips, like how long to hold, what it should be, what the you know, the fair market value is, what it's valued at, like where it expects the stock to go and whatnot. It's a really cool, just a really cool way to...
I didn't know they had a premium one.
Yeah, it's a premium service, and they give you a lot of different analysis and breakdown. They also give you a bunch of tips of what you should buy based on what you follow. You can put in criteria of what you're looking for, like bullish long-term, bullish short-term, whatever.
Oh, I like that.
And like right now I'm pulling this Regeneron and it's bearish patterns detected. So it like... whatever its algorithm will look through the patterns of how the stock is moving and show you what it thinks is going to happen. And right now everything points down. Short-term down, mid-term down, long-term down, overall bearish. So that's why I didn't even know that this morning, but the first thing I thought was like, oh, I should buy a put on Regeneron. But I didn't. I'm out of everything. I bought one thing last week. That was the Tesla put that did fine. And then that was it. I haven't.
Yeah, I think I only traded Monday. I still paid attention.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I feel like sometimes because you just need some time, you know, get burnt out a little bit, take some time away from the charts.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have the time to focus, I think in general, it's good to just stay away from it. If you don't have the time to really put the effort, you're just going to, in most cases, lose money. And none of us are looking to lose money. We're obviously not looking to get rich overnight, but we're not looking to lose money, I think, is most important.
Definitely agreed.
Yeah. I mean, after we talked to Matt last night, I'm pretty sold on being chairman. So I'm going full steam down that road. But that's a different world. I'm going to send you the invite later, Dom.
I'm coming too.
That's right.
I'm going to let Ace go first though.
I will, especially after the talk and like we talked even after our conversation on the podcast. I'm definitely going to dedicate one day to at least looking at the charts, looking at the crypto level two, how it was explained to me, because it sounds insanely similar to penny stocks, and especially how OTCs trade, like how Matt was explaining how the market makers control things. It's
right.
It seems very much like the same game. Maybe, and why I say similar to OTC is because it seems so technical. Also, this is based off of one conversation, but definitely interested to at least check it out.
Yeah, the conversation you were having with Mike after sounded super similar.
Yeah, especially like the psych style of... And I know a lot of, especially during the last Bitcoin run, a lot of psychs people were kind of banking on those cryptos. Not like not the top traders. They don't mess with it because, I mean, they're already established in what they are good at. But I know a lot of other people were using the same strategies or similar strategies, just adapting
it.
So, right. Yeah.
It's exciting to learn something new.
Speaking of crypto, since we started, I mean, in the past 10 minutes, Bitcoin is down another $100.
Whoa.
What is that percentage-wise for that?
On the day, it's down 1.19%. But you're talking about $18,000.
Yeah.
$18,000 move.
Why I'm trying to put it in perspective. Stock.
Yeah, such a big swing.
Big swing. Is this an entry point? You know? Because... That's $400 from when we were talking last night. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we got to wait to see a bigger pullback. I don't know if that's the way it's moving.
But then when there is a bigger pullback, say it goes down to like 16K, then it's like, well, when's it going to stop at this point? You know, because we all know how low it can go. It was like $6,000 not long ago.
Yeah, I think when we started our podcast, it was like around 8,000.
Right. So we'll see. IDEX is a trending ticker right now, just so everybody knows. We got our top trending tickers. I love this. Regeneron. We were just talking about that. That's a trending ticker. We've got Tesla. We were just talking about that. 521 right now. And then IDEX coming in. IDEX, trending ticker on when you go to the front page of Yahoo Finance. I love that. I love it so much. 253. 253. Remember, it was like probably a month ago when we were talking about buying, just buying options for IDEX when it was 90 cents.
Yes.
We're just like, let's just buy 100 options on it. If you would have had those options and held them till now, you would have done all right.
Oh my goodness. I'm actually hurt.
Yeah. I think it was like $5 for an option at that point.
This is the one that got away.
This is. Is it time to buy a put on IDEX?
Probably. 100%. Yeah.
IDEX put day.
It's not a real company.
That's true.
Yet.
Yeah, I guess. I guess they should probably find an office first.
Rocket emoji. Yeah, the headline on IDEX right now, the stock soars after doubling investment in electric tractor maker. It's a tractor maker? That's what it makes? Electric IDEX? Tractors?
Yeah. They're changing it up.
Yeah, they are changing it up. I guess.
I love that.
Guess you got to do what you got to do.
Tractors. Yeah, I love that it's tractors. That's a great idea, though. I mean, I don't know how big the tractor market is.
I think it might be DSGT. That might be the one. It's EV golf carts.
That's a big market I could see.
There's I think that's the one that does that.
Aren't they already electric?
They already are battery powered.
Are they?
Most of the time, yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense. It's such a small thing.
Yeah, what do you think? You got a pool started every time?
It's like a lawnmower.
Nah.
Like, I love golf, man. I just hate starting the damn cart every time.
I hate having to pull it. It throws off my backswing. I get all...
Shoulders are killing me.
Bitcoin's swings are wild. I've been watching it. It's like its moves are like 1 second it'll be 18,230. 1 second later it'll be 18,262. It's like so back and forth. Wild.
Crazy. I know. It's super crazy how it just does $100 swings.
If you don't know about Bitcoin, well, I don't know if that's possible at this point. You probably do. But if you haven't paid attention to it, it's been insane. A couple months ago, it was $8,000. Now it's 18, 19. I think it even touched 20. I'm still going to sit on the sideline for this one. And maybe if it touches 14 again, that might be my entry point. I guess we'll see. Anyway, none of this is financial advice or investment ideas. I want to thank you all so much for listening. Have a great rest of your day. Remember, the charts demand more. We'll see you tomorrow.
Welcome, change agents, to your go-to place for stories that ignite your spirit, fuel your purpose, and connect us all. We believe in the incredible power of the human spirit, its boundless resilience, and the inspiration it brings to our lives. On the Driving Change podcast, we'll journey together through the extraordinary yet very relatable experiences of some of the most amazing people on earth. Our mission? That through these stories, we might just spark change within you and awaken a newfound motivation to harness your unique gifts to make a real difference in the world. So get ready to be inspired and join us on this incredible adventure. You can find the Driving Change podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you love listening to your favorite podcasts.